Hey everybody, this is Dr. Jeanette Collazo, and you're listening to the Power of Why podcast, a show about human behavior in the workplace, productivity, human error, common sense, and critical thinking. Hello everyone, and welcome to the Power of Why podcast. I'm Jeanette Collazo, and today we're going to continue talking about organizational development. In the last episode, we talked about, you know, what organizational development means, what does it entail, and also how does that fit within the strategic planning of the company and those, you know, vision, mission, goals, objectives, steps, all of those things. Okay, so we are going to talk about precisely that, cascading all of that to the point where I'm going to actually get results. I see organizations over and over again that have this mission and this vision, and even, actually, I'm not even going there to the company. I'm going to talk about the site. You talk with organizations, with operators or technicians, and you ask, what are the goals of the site? They don't know. They don't know. They just know that we have to reduce cycle time, that we, and of course, they don't, actually, if you ask them, they don't really care that much, but you need them to care, okay? So when I did my doctoral dissertation, the three factors that I investigated was precisely participation, organization, and ownership. I can't believe I forgot. You see, these are the kinds of things that occur after a while. So, but the important thing is that when I was measuring what would help improving OEE, which is a metric for equipment and a financial metric, I have to focus on the big thing, right? So if you are doing these things, it's because you are doing this to support part of what the organization wants to achieve. So people need to know that. I think that people need to know that, all right? So basically, when it comes to organization, one of the things that we found is that employees don't really care that much about that, which is a problem. And I think that it is a problem because we should be all aligned and everybody should be, you know, going to the same place or driving to the same destination, okay? And that's why I think that these kinds of things need to cascade and that they actually see how is it that my signature, it's part of that big vision of becoming the best in the world, okay? So this is how it goes. Of course, I start with my vision. That's where I am. And again, I'm going to stand by it for now until I get somebody that tell me you're crazy, which usually happens. I mean, not that it happens often with the podcast, but it does happen every time that we want to intervene and do something, you know, that's not the way. Well, bear with me. Okay, bear with me. I want people to have a dream and then say, well, that's the dream. So how is it that, what is it that we're doing? And then we move to the vision, okay? So I like to tell them, look, we have to be the best in the world, right? Now, this is what we're doing now. What we're doing is a very good, you know, a product of quality. We are complying with the regulations, with everything that we need to do, so they can understand that the mission is aligned with what we're doing now to become, right? There are many things that we are doing now that they're not going to help to achieve the vision, all right? So what we put in the vision, in the mission, is those things that we want to achieve to make sure that we actually get to the ultimate goal, okay? So that's part of it. But always the mission is intended for, you know, what we're doing now, what we are supposed to be doing now. Actually, not what we're doing now, but what we are supposed to be doing now. Okay, now that's that. Then it starts to translate in smaller chunks. And you can say goals, or you can say the key performance indicators, whatever it is that it's telling you, what is it that you need to achieve here now to support the mission. So the mission can support that vision, because that's where we want to be. So here's the thing. Then after the mission, the site has certain type of objectives, right? What are the objectives? Well, in order to do this, we need to bring more product. But how do we bring more product? Well, we need more capacity. And if we want more capacity, probably if we reduce the time in which we do our products, then I'm going to have some additional capacity because I'm removing waste. And here is where everything starts to be part of what we do every day, because I want to, you know, increase what I'm doing so I can support the organization, because our site is great and we have very good quality products. So I want more product, and that's what you work with. I'm going to work with expanding my capacity, if you will, whatever. Bear with me with the examples. So as you see, this is something that we're doing because we want to contribute, right? That's the objective. We were doing, 1,000 batches last year, and this year we want to do 2,000. Well, then we have to work on that. Why 2,000? Well, because this site is a very good one and it provides quality product. So we want to, you know, bring that volume here. So you are basically contributing. Then once you say that, then you say, okay, so in order to reduce cycle time, what do we have to do? And then everybody's part of that, because that's what I want to do. So how is it that I'm going to do it? And here is where programs come into play, right? Or initiatives. For example, I want to reduce cycle time. Well, then I have to work with the labs, because labs do testing on my product and I have to wait for results to continue to do other things. So if the lab reduces their cycle time, I'm going to reduce my cycle time. It's not just me. It's the support systems that I have that have to help me, all right? Because I am the one that has to liberate, you know, time and place for the new product or the new volumes that we are working with. So I have to provide that. But in order to provide that, you have to help me. You have to improve your process. And then training has to improve the way they do training. And then the other one needs to. And that's the moment in which everybody gets together to support what we should be supporting in the first place. Okay, now, this is what I usually see. Well, part of what we need to do is to reduce cycle time. Now, what can training do? Well, training can, you know, make sure that, let's say that you're saying, in order to reduce cycle time, I want to train operators on basic floor troubleshooting. So I don't have to wait for the mechanic. It's something very simple. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to train them. And that's where training comes into place. Now I have to train you on mechanical stuff and maintenance and that type of skills. So in that case, that's where learning should be part of the creative part of it. So it's not that you're going to tell me that I'm going to train on, you know, maintenance. I should be saying, this is what we should be doing. So basically, I would be working for you. And what I've noticed is that most of the time, support systems do not work for the core manufacturing process. Basically, manufacturing works for them. For example, I remember, and I think I've mentioned this before, but I remember seeing operators, you know, getting out of their manufacturing line to bring some attendance forms of training to the training department. When in reality, I have people that can actually get, you know, stand up and walk all the way to manufacturing. You give support. And that's a very simple thing, but it actually takes like 10 minutes from the operator if you think about it, right? So those are the kinds of things. When support systems start to support, then the floor is going to be a lot better. So that's why we have to cascade this. So for example, we want, you know, to do the double of the batches. So now we have these objectives for each department. Training has to do and bring up ideas of what they're going to be doing. Quality has to also bring the ideas of what they're going to be doing. But it's not doing things just because. And I've seen this many, many times. Oh, yes, we're going to improve or bring more people to the inspection. But then they add 30 steps. Then that's not really helping. Right? Because still I have to wait. So those are the kinds of things that we're talking about, cascading. Okay. Now I'm going to give you an example of what we would do. Okay. So for human error, we worked with, of course, training, but also we worked a lot with revising procedures and, you know, taking a look at the way we document just to avoid documentation errors or execution errors. So yes, we were really involved. So when I was asked, what does training can do to support that goal, which is to reduce cycle time, which is going to support the site goal of expanding my capacity so I can do double the volume, which supports the fact that we want, you know, quality products, and this site provides exactly what the company is requiring so we can do what we have to do to be the best in the world. Okay, that's basically what it means. So it was like, what can you do? Or, you know, so I got with my group, what can we do? It's very simple. What can we do? Well, you know what? We have a lot of batch records that have a lot of steps that are unnecessary, and that is creating issues with documentation error, which then leads to a delay because I have to correct the error. And then if the error is something that can be corrected, then we can move on, but still we lost like a day. And then if it's something that questions the quality of the batch, then now we have to do an investigation, and this could, you know, lead to even 30 days. So in order to avoid those, the likelihood of that, we take a look at the batch records and evaluate what's necessary to be documented and what's unnecessary, so we can eliminate possibilities for mistakes. And not only that, maybe we can remove some waste associated to the process. But that doesn't mean that that's what we want to do. What we want to do is that they have very good documentation so we don't have delays in the release. So if I need to add steps, probably I'm going to do that. What I want to avoid is the error. But let's say that we are going to simplify the batch records. Well, then I say, I'm going to work on simplifying the batch record. Which one? Well, let me take a look. Which ones are the cycle time, you know, that needs more help so I can do prioritization? Not that I'm not going to address everything else, but this is the kinds of things that we do. So then I get to my group and say, okay, so we are going to revise batch records or simplify batch records. So who's going to do it? Now, then all of a sudden in this meeting, you know, I have a few that said, I can take care of this area, or I can take care of this other area. Well, if you can do that, then by when do you think you can have that? Well, but there you go. That's one of your objectives in your personal, in your performance evaluation. Okay, so if you're doing something that it's not part of your performance evaluation, I want you to abandon it immediately and do what it's in your performance evaluation, because what's in the performance evaluation, it's what's supporting the vision of the company. So I know that I have to make sure that I do this. Now, I had another trick, which is interesting, because I would say, okay, so we have to simplify the batch record. So Pepe, when can you have this first batch record ready? And again, I always and tell people this is very important. I don't want to impress with promises. I want to impress with results. Because in the performance evaluation, it doesn't say, well, she promised all the time that she was going to have this before it's the due date, before the due date. Well, I might promise it, but not necessarily deliver it. So my promises are going to be associated to results, not promises. Okay, so I say, well, how long this can take? Well, if we do it with the help of blah, 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 then we can do it in 3 weeks. Yeah, but what if you don't have help? So what if nobody helps you? Well, then I have to do this, and then I have to come to you so we can escalate. And that could be maybe, you know, I don't know, it could take a little longer. Okay, so now it's not 3 weeks. Now we're talking about probably 5 weeks. Right? So this is your worst case scenario. Your worst case scenario is 5 weeks. So that means that we can promise results in 5 weeks. But if you still want some buffer, then you say we're going to have in 6 weeks. Now, probably you're going to have a challenge and say, well, really, it takes that long. Well, that's the longest that it can take. So we are considering our worst case scenario. Now, once we start working with the project, we do everything that we can to avoid that worst case scenario to manifesting, which leads to finishing the project before the due date, which leads to exceed expectations for both my employee and myself, right? So that's why we have to do this in a very careful way. You have to paint the picture. You have to write the story, but you're going to write the story considering the end first, which will be my vision. This is what I want to achieve. Now I have to backwards engineer everything so I can make sure that I'm doing, you know, my steps to achieve what we need to do here, even if it's just reducing one or two documentation errors. So as you see, everybody contributes, and people need to know this. It gives value to what we do. It gives a conscience behind what we're doing. It affects, yes, it affects a lot more than just, you know, a problem here with my supervisor. It really goes beyond that, even if it looks like a very small activity. All right, so that's how you do it. Cascade it, paint the picture, and give them exactly what they need to do to achieve this. But most importantly, what is it that they need to achieve? So yeah, that's all for today. I think that this could help a little bit to understand that importance of addressing these situations and supporting organizational development efforts. At the end of the day, the idea is that you achieve what the organization wants to achieve, so we all are successful, right? Well, that basically concludes our today's episode. So next time we're going to have another topic. I don't know which one, what I'm going to talk about, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be very cool. All right. So until next time, take it away. Thanks for listening to The Power of Why with your host, Jeanette Collazo. Make sure you subscribe to the show and share. And also, you can send us an email to thepowerofwhypodcast@gmail.com. We hope you enjoyed this episode and that you will join us next time.